This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So I've been talking about this, it's just a mask, and we let off the other day on the program with a clip from an audio, it was a video. But it was a guy essentially giving his take on it's just a mask. And he gave a really good explanation, but then he segued into it's just a vaccine. And I want to play that for you on the Kevin Jackson Show, a person who has decided I'm not wearing a mask. Actually, I should correct that. I now have a mask, and you know what it looks like? It looks like a mesh. And you can breathe through it like as if there's nothing on your face. And I did it intentionally. I asked Melissa to go get me some cloth that would, you know, it's got the mask shape and everything. It might as well just be the frame of a mask. You know what I'm saying? Because you can breathe through it freely. Now, it doesn't make the bigger point that we shouldn't be wearing masks or forced to wear anything to begin with. And just so you guys are aware, I had discussions in the past couple of days with the legal team around mask mandates, getting rid of mask mandates. I have 845 people that responded back to a tweet where I said, would you want to be part of a class action lawsuit that prevents mask wearing ever again? And I want to force the government to have to take a look at this. The KevinJacksonShow.com, that's where you can find us. But I want to play part two of It's Just a Mask, and this has to do with vaccines.
Do you know what's coming next?
It's just a vaccine. Come on. It's for the greater good.
Wait until you're told that you can't enter any store or business without proof of the vaccine. Wait until you can't go to public events or get on a plane without proof of receiving the vaccine. Don't think it's possible? You've already allowed the government to say when you can go outside and when your children can take part in a new digital education. And this was just in the last 100 days. And you followed blindly because you were told to do so. You're kidding yourself if you think this mass behavior won't be repeated with a vaccine or whatever the next step is. Once they have popular control, they have the masses. I'm sure there are many people who know that they should do something, but it's always been easier to ignore it than fight back. We've seen it in other countries throughout the years, but it could never happen here in America, right? They have you without a thought, without a fight. Just about everyone around you and everyone walking the streets right now gave in and went with the herd. They didn't do this because they were afraid. They did it because they were lazy. Being lazy is always easier and is built on compromise. This time, however, is different. Sure, you're comfortable sitting on your couch watching streaming movies, but consider this. Outside your house, almost nothing is happening. There are almost no sports anywhere. The city basketball courts are empty. The park baseball fields are empty. Soccer fields, skateboard parks, volleyball courts. Nothing is being used.
It's kind of ominous when you think about it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Nothing's being used. I mean, there's a pickup game in my neighborhood every now and then, but there used to be one every night. I always think about the people that as I drive by these buildings that are empty, restaurants that are empty, all the drive-through stuff, and this sort of mentality. Now we're getting this mentality of waiting in line, and it always harkens me back to Soviet Russia, you know, when they waited in line for toilet paper and vodka. And then I remember how much we cared about toilet paper only a couple months ago. We were afraid that, oh my gosh, we could run out. I don't know, folks. I feel a change coming. It's not good for this country. I've always said this. I've said about America, we have it in our DNA. We have freedom in our DNA. But you know what I've witnessed in the past 100 plus days? I've noticed that freedom that I felt like has been in part of our DNA is gone. It's been swept away in this whole hysteria around something that doesn't kill at the level that it even, that not even close. And I ask myself, how can we change so easily and so quickly? And then I think about all the things leading up to this, all the things leading up to electing a worthless black president like Barack Obama. Now, I'm happy he got elected because it gave us a corrector. It gave us somebody that made the pendulum swing back to the center, that being Donald Trump. Because the pendulum has swung so far left, it's ridiculous. It isn't swinging far right. Don't fool yourself for a second. Donald Trump is a pragmatist. He's not going to let it go extreme right. He's going to let it go extreme practical. Extreme what's best for the country, even if at times we don't like it. And I'm going to tell you right now, all this money that's being spent, this money being thrown at the problem, I don't like it. But I do like the way he's handling it. I like the way he's forcing the Democrats' hands. So we got a lot to talk about today. I just wanted to play the second part of that. And I'm probably going to play a piece of it until we're done. There's only a couple more. I'm not going to do it today. But I want to play. I want you to understand how somebody interprets what we're seeing here. And this guy put a lot of thought into this, because in the next segment, he talks about churches and schools. Kids, the debate right now is, should the kids stay home? I saw this story. A teacher died 100 miles away from Phoenix. They found a story about a teacher dying from the Wu flu. And this principal says, I can't lose any more teachers. Now, I could be left to come up with my own conclusion and say, you're in a podunk little town and you lost a quarter of your staff. Yeah, I get it. You don't want to lose any more teachers. But he acted as if, you know, the Wu flu took her out. And they do a profile on this woman. And the Wu flu did take her out, supposedly. I mean, she was kind of an overweight, chubby Hispanic lady. So I don't know if it did or not. Could have been a heart attack. But they claimed that it was the Wu flu. And it got me thinking, do teachers not die? Has this man never lost an employee, never lost a teacher? I remember I was working at a company, Flexible Computer. It's gone now. But we interviewed a guy for, he was going to be a draftsman. And I see this guy, and he's yellow. I'm not talking Asian. This dude was yellow. And so I looked out. He was a nice guy. He looked up. He's in a suit. And I said, hey, how you doing? I walked by, going to my office, and he waved and said hello. And my boss, Clay, came to me on a Friday. On Monday, I said to Clay, I went, man, you know, who was that dude that was interviewing with us? He goes, yeah, that guy was interviewing as a draftsman. I said, he was yellow. And Clay goes, yeah. I said, where is he? He says, he died. People die. And yes, teachers die. Even of the flu.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A man who bucked the system, Donald Trump. A man that needs to be reimagined. A man that needs to be reexamined. Because you know what? You changed a lot of stuff about Trump. What you thought about him then versus what you think about him now. And it's still evolving. But the good news is it's evolving positively in his favor. Because you realize a lot more. You know now what you didn't know before. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Trump is the first modern era human candidate since Ronald Reagan. Almost every other president has been a fraud, maybe with the exception of Gerald Ford, because Gerald Ford took over for Nixon, and your VP is kind of a nothing guy. He's just to bring a state. In this case, I think Ford's from Michigan. And Nixon needed the battleground state of Michigan, so he picked Ford. He didn't have any affinity for the man. But all these other presidents were the creations of powerful people, bought and sold. George Bush, bought and sold. Bill Clinton, one of the biggest establishment, you know, bought and sold by special interests. Now, as it turned out, Bill Clinton did a good job because he had people that weren't bought and sold as much with Newt Gingrich and team. And when they did Contract for America, they kept that dude in check. Barack Obama, the biggest bought and sold candidate in the history of the Republic, bar none. George Bush's, both of them, HW and W, bought and sold. We can look at it now and, you know, look, I wasn't following politics that close, but I can certainly go back and look in retrospect and go, man, waste of space. People can, look, I don't have anything against them. I think they are a nice family. I like that HW had sons that followed in his footsteps and that they doted on their father and their mother. I love the family angle of the Bushes, but I don't idolize them. And I certainly know that they screw things up. Donald Trump is not bought and sold. You cannot buy and sell him. He is willing to sacrifice his fortune, which is what the founding fathers said we were supposed to do. Lord knows I did it first. Whew, it was ugly. No, it was fugly. Over the decades, folks, we had learned to accept that politicians are liars, they're cheaters, they're tools of the special interest. We pretty much figured out that, look, it's going to be the lesser of the two evils. We also figured out, most of us, that Democrats and Republicans played together. They played a game. Okay, you be in charge for a little while they promoted the singular interests of the elites who got them elected, the guys that were the big money guys behind the scenes. And we pretended not to know what was behind the curtain, but we knew. We knew what was behind there. And it really never mattered who was in office. Because America, over the last multiple decades, has been steadfastly marching, like onward little secular soldiers, into Marxism, into socialism, and ultimately into communism. Now, some of these things aren't as bad as you think. I'm okay with socialism for certain things. I'm okay with certain areas where we say, look, for the public good, let's put in an education system, if it works. I'm okay for the communism that says we all agree that we need a way to get around. So let's put some money in the roads. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it? We all agree we need some sort of a system that allows us to fly, to move about the country by plane as well. So we'll regulate the airways and have an FAA, et cetera. There are certain things we say, yeah, we can have communal respect for one another and obey certain rules that in a plane, for example. You can't do bomb scares and you can't do certain things you could do elsewhere. We all get that. But what we never were willing to give up is our freedom, our individual freedoms, the freedoms that people are taking away because they go, well, you're not intersectional enough, Kevin. You don't enough that you don't have the experience of a white, of a woman. You don't have the experience of a gay person. You don't have this. So you don't have enough intersections. And I was listening to Jordan Peterson talk about this. And he says, if you bring enough intersections in the things that separate us and make us into special interests, what you end up with is individuals. That's the funny thing about intersectionality is it gives power back to the individual. Because, yeah, you can lump me into Kevin's black, and he was poor, and, you know, maybe he was less educated or whatever, but as you get into education, how do we do that? There's multiple sections there. We get into opportunity. There's multiple sections there. And by the time you break it down, nobody, statistically, on earth or dead, could ever have been the same individual. And you know what that means? Exactly that. We are all individuals. We don't need diversity, equity, and inclusion because we're all different. There is no group. There is no tribe. The only tribe there is the human tribe. Trump. We get a candidate who's real. And what does the media do? They say he's boorish. He's uncouth. He's vulgar. He's unpresidential. And they gave us a host of unflattering adjectives and descriptions, if you will, of Donald Trump. And very few people of us that were looking at him or were evaluating him stopped to ask ourselves a very simple question. How could such a man achieve so much? I mean, with all those descriptors, he's unhinged. How did he get to where he got? And I'd like to go back and look at the things that, what did I miss? You know, it's like a boyfriend that, you know, that everybody's going, why were you with him? And you go, let me reflect back and see if I saw signs that he was going to be abusive. And as you went back and you reflected, you went, does he possess any good qualities? Because to achieve so much and become so iconic, one would certainly believe that Donald Trump has to show some decency, right? I mean, I went out and looked and I found out, boy, Donald Trump doesn't just donate to Democrats like somebody told me. Donates actually more to Republicans. Shocker. Donald Trump saw a project going on that the city of New York was doing, and he was watching them fiddle around with it, and he says, look, give me the budget, I'll do it on time and whatever, and we'll write a contract for it, and he did it. It was a skating rink or something. Donald Trump let some poor lady, I don't know if it's true or not, you can look it up, but he supposedly let some poor black lady live in Trump Tower when she had nowhere to go. I know he gave Jennifer Hudson's family a place to live in Trump Tower when her family members were killed. I know that's true. What else? What else do we not know about Trump? I heard a dude stop to fix a flat on his limo when Donald Trump was late to something, and a guy pulled over and helped him fix the flat. And he paid for the guy's the kid's education or something like that. I know he bailed Marine Tom Arisi out of Mexican jail. They gave him money after he got out of the Mexican jail to get him a house or something. I know those stories are real. So, where's he an ogre? I look back at him, he had pictures with so many powerful people. He was a billionaire socialite with no seriously bad flaws. He appears to be well-liked prior to becoming president. People sought him out. They sought out his money. They sought out his endorsements. They sought out his partnership. They sought out his friendship. They sought him out as a love partner. Seemed like he had some decency. But why would people want to take all these pictures with him? Then he did the unthinkable. He challenged the political elites, and that's where we are. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Contempt for the American people and their health.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasting the president for his comments about coronavirus. The Democrat from California continues.
Contempt for any real effort to crush the virus. Contempt for his supporters.
Pelosi was not asked about her comments regarding Chinatown on February 24th.
We want to be vigilant about what it might be on what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it, but we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown.
At least 7 people are dead as a result of wildfires raging in the western United States. California alone has set a record this year with nearly 2.3 million acres being destroyed by wildfires, and President Trump set to hold a campaign event in Michigan tonight. This is USA Radio News. The number of coronavirus cases and hospitalizations continues to decline in many places, including California. Governor Gavin Newsom reporting a 24% decline in statewide hospitalizations over a 14-day period, and a 7-day average for positive infections is at 3.8%. All of this is good news, according to Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel.
Is everyone worrying about after the Labor Day weekend? But I want to report that in the United States, over the last 2 weeks, new cases are down 13%, deaths are down 25%, and over the last 3 days, we're having a dramatic decrease, less than 30,000 new cases across the United States over the last 3 days post-Labor Day weekend. We're still keeping an eye on that.
The legislative director for the Democratic Speaker of the House in Oregon was arrested during rioting in Portland over the weekend. The woman arrested for interfering with a police officer. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
5-year-old Cannon Hinnant, no longer here, but still leaving an impact. The community calling for an end to violence against children in his honor at this event organized by some of his family.
Really, everybody just wants answers, you know, for why this was done.
The boy's uncle says Cannon was outside with his siblings playing on his bike when he was shot and killed by this man, Darius Sessoms. He's now booked on a murder charge with no bond following a day-long manhunt.
Play that clip is just a reminder of the world that Democrats have set up. This little boy was outside playing. A black dude walked up to him, shot him right in his head in cold blood, and the family knew who he was. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're talking about Donald Trump, a man who wants to stop this senseless nonsense and is hopefully going to be able to do it. I know he's going to get reelected, but I'm saying I hope he really does address this stuff. I think the Democrats have pretty much emptied the gun. But I've been talking about Donald Trump in the sense of reimagining him, that you've probably done it. I want you to know that other people are currently doing it. I played a clip of a black man who said, I left the Democratic Party in 2011. He's proudly going to cast his vote for Donald Trump. Many people are feeling this way. Many. Donald Trump, man that is so accomplished, you got to ask yourself, I mean, again, I'm not. You never know people. You don't know them. You can only sort of, if you get good at it, you can sort of gauge how people are. And I'm good at it. I'm not Dr. Feel Good. Not Dr. Feel Good, like, you know, like the song by Aretha Franklin. I'm not Dr. Feel Good. So those of you don't get too confused with the Negro dialect that I'm speaking. But I'm really good at it because I had to be in my previous career. I looked at people to make sure that the deal was going to go down. We're not talking about a $1,000 sale. We're talking about millions of dollars in play. And I wanted to know I wasn't wasting my time. So anyway, you get good at judging people. And I'm looking at Trump and I'm going, look, I get it. He's a blue-collar dude who's a billionaire. But isn't that what we ask of our billionaires? We don't want snobs. I told you guys I did an interview with Victor Davis Hanson, and Victor said, I couldn't stand the white elitists. He said, I couldn't stand them. I was a farm kid that went to Stanford. I couldn't stand these guys. They looked down on me. I wasn't a trust fund baby. I wasn't a child of a financier or a banker. It's a trust fund. You know, I was a farmer kid. And that's what they do. These elitists, they look down on us. Everything that they do is a show of their disdain for us. And they can't stand Trump for that reason. So I said, reimagine Trump. And I want you to do that. I want you to go with me here. I want you to imagine for just a second if Obama and Trump switched past. Donald Trump took on Obama's and Obama took on Trump's. All right? And Trump was a dope-smoking, cocaine-snorting piker whose mother had a reputation as a tramp. I could stop there. Now, we could have an analysis of just that. How would they treat that? They would treat this man as white, totaled white trash. Donald Trump, his father, not senior, but because he's not senior, but his father, even though he was a very wealthy man, he was considered a blue collar. The elites looked down on Donald Trump's money. That's why Donald Trump was so down to earth. Is because he was like, I'm one of these guys. I'm one of the guys that built New York, that built Chicago, that built these big cities. I'm not an elitist. But I want you to imagine if Trump left Columbia and mysteriously got into Harvard and then wouldn't reveal his grades, what would the media and other leftists say of him? Would they say his daddy got him in there? Because I've never heard anybody talk very much about how Barack Obama pretty much dropped out of Columbia or transferred into Harvard, won't show his grades, so we don't know how good he was. And on the subject of fathers, imagine if Donald Trump's father abandoned him. Would they create a fake life for the man and glorify his past as a goat herder turned Ivy League PhD? Or would they go, yeah, there's that white trash Donald Trump and his daddy who left him because he wasn't worth it or whatever? You tell me. I'm not trying to put anything, I'm not putting this in your own head. I'm asking you a question because I think that would be one of the options. I don't think they would be looking at Donald Trump as some rags to riches thing where his daddy himself rose to prominence because he was a former goat herder who went on to get his PhD from Harvard. Donald Trump's father did a lot better, as did Donald Trump. And what if Donald Trump, while at Harvard, got appointed president of law review on a technicality? Would they say his daddy made a donation? That's how he got to law review. Because you know how Barack Obama got law review? Barack Obama got law review because he got him to change the rules where he didn't have to be the top student. So he became president of law review. Read his work, the little bit they will let you that's published, and you tell me if he should have been president of Harvard Law Review. Tell me if after graduating from Harvard and you're the president of Law Review, if Donald Trump only got one job offer, and that job was to go to work for a man who's now serving time in prison for fraud, would Donald Trump be looked at differently? We're playing games here, folks. Thought exercise on what if the two switched, Donald Trump and Barack Obama. You're listening to Kevin Jackson right now, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Now let's examine Obama as Trump. Barack Obama, a graduate from Wharton who published his grades. Barack Obama's doting father then provides his son with a loan. Barack Obama, the teetotaler who never did drugs, who took this loan from his father, and built a multi-billion-dollar business, or multi-billion-dollar business. What would they say? What would they say of Barack Obama's father, a black man who hung around and who invested in his son to such a degree because he trusted him? He was so trustworthy, and then that son took the money and became a multi-billionaire and built a brand. A brand that was known for quality and excellence all over the world. And then Barack Obama parlayed that business into a whole other thing in Hollywood, a reality show built around his career. His iconic phrase, you're fired. He's decisive. He's running multiple companies. They trust him so much that they gave him a show where he shows people how to run business, how you make the tough decisions, and on and on. How would they glamorize and glorify Barack Obama if he had Donald Trump's background? And what would they do with Trump if he had Barack Obama's background? How would they view his mother? How would they view his father? How would they view him? How would they view some of the circumstances that Barack Obama put himself in versus Trump? Do you think they would be as difficult on Barack Obama if he'd had divorces or if he had some bankruptcies but he still had to make his businesses, you know, survive? How do you think they would have done? How do you think the historians would have reported that about him? Just for the record, if Barack Obama had Trump's history and background, many of you did vote for that clown, but many of us would have said, you know what? This is a guy that's proven he's ready. Everything he's done. What if Barack Obama had done these interviews with Rona Barrett and these interviews with Larry King where he talked about the financial condition of America and how we were taken advantage of and how if he were in office, he would change things. He would stop people from taking advantage of us. What about that? Just a thought exercise, folks. Easy to do. I'm not giving you any answers. I'm just asking you some questions. I wonder how things would be different. Well, I think you know. I think you know that you switch anything we're talking about here. You switch Russian collusion with Barack Obama, it doesn't happen. You switch to Ukrainian coercion with Barack Obama, it doesn't happen. That impeachment would never happen. None of that stuff would happen. But the Democrats who know, Donald Trump's past to Barack Obama, that's how the Democrats should be treating this president. Ask yourself, what if Barack Obama says, not only am I going to divest of everything that has any sense of propriety, impropriety, and, you know, I don't want any conflicts. I'm divesting of all business. And, oh, by the way, I'm going to give my salary away. I don't want any money from the government. What do you think people would say about Barack Obama then? Do you think they'd ridicule him? Talk about how little it was? Do you think they'd still be looking for his taxes? I could go on. I could play this game all day. Because I think you know what I'm talking about. The double standard.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So we're talking about a guy named Matthew K. And they say he's a co-founding teacher at a school called Science Leadership Academy in Philadelphia. And this guy has essentially said that homeschool or virtual virtual teaching, they don't call it homeschooling. They call it virtual classrooms. Because they're still the teachers, right? You have to be the supervisors of it all, but they're the teachers. So these homeschooling parents now, the virtual assistants, if you will, unpaid assistants, the slaves to the system, are a concern for him. Because he says, you know, we've got this sort of environment for kids that we've set up to where we don't have to worry about what they see, what, you know, other people looking in on what we teach. And the first thing he says, it's going to have all these spectators in the same room. We're not going to be sure who's overhearing. What does this do for our equity inclusion work if too many people overhear what the plot is for us around equity and inclusion? They may not like what we have to say. They may find it racist. And then the second part, he says, how many of these students have depended on the secure? It's for the students, right? They need the security because it will encourage their vulnerability. They may come out at school as opposed to their parents. And he says the it'll ruin their what happens here stays here policy. Doesn't it make you feel good to know that the education system has a what happens here stays here? So you as the parent don't get to know about it. But guess what happens at your house if something happens there? Do you think it stays at your house or do you think somebody calls Child Protective Services on you? But no, the school wants that level of protection. But he goes on because Matthews K, he's a race expert. He admits that he's comfortable talking about race. And he concedes other concerns. And here's what his comment was. While conversations about race are in my wheelhouse and remain a concern in this no walls environment, I am most intrigued about the damage that helicopter snowplow parents can do in an honest conversation about gender / sexuality. No walls environment. No walls. But no peeking. At least no peeking by parents who want to know what's going on in the lives of their children, in the education of their children. I mean, there's so many nuances here because essentially what this guy is saying is it ain't your child. Don't think this is your child. And what of his description of involved parents? He refers to parents who pay attention to their children's educations as helicopter / snowplow parents. And the implication of that is that these parents should leave the education to the experts. Stay out of our way. What are you doing helicoptering in and hovering over the curriculum and what we're teaching your kid? Don't you trust us? As we expose your child's vulnerabilities in their safe environment where we have don't tell anybody. What happens here stays here. That's Vegas too, isn't it? Yeah. Still, the worst part of this conversation revolves around the potential undoing of the teacher's lessons on gender / sexuality. That's what got me. I'm going to read it again. While conversations about race are in my wheelhouse and remain a concern in the no walls environment, because he's saying they're going to be seeing me talk about this. He says, I'm most intrigued by the damage that helicopter snowplow parents can do in honest conversations about gender and sexuality. So you are not prepared to deal with honest conversations about gender and sexuality. You're not equipped for it. They are. They've learned this. See, aside from getting their teacher's certificate in, I don't know, math or engineering or whatever, they're also trained in the art of gender and sexuality. You are not. What could you possibly know? You don't have a degree. Now let's look at the last comment thread where he admits that conservative parents represent his chief concern. Matthew Ray says this, and while conservative parents are my chief concern, I know the damage that can come from the left too. If we are engaged in the messy work of destabilizing a kid's homophobia or transphobia, how much do we want their classmates' parents piling on? Now that one was a really interesting comment because it's deeper than it looks. He admits much more, folks. He intimates that the school colludes with the left and agrees with leftist ideology. And he doesn't need leftists piling on because his school is already firmly entrenched with the leftist agenda. So he is concerned that conservative parents are going to look at his agenda and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. But what could upset the apple cart is if too many leftists let the cat out of the bag that they all agree and he agrees with them. What he's telling us, people, is this. I got this. We're already jacking with these kids. and the parents don't know. And we've set up an environment where they can be vulnerable. It sounds like Scientology. Tell me all your secrets and then I'll use them against you. So that we set up the vulnerability of these kids and then we tell them, don't tell anybody. Don't you dare go tell your parents what we're doing. And that's good for them. Now, my question came, and I'll cover some more of this in just a bit, but who is this guy? And here was from his website promoting his book. Matthew Ray is a proud product of Philadelphia's public schools and a founding teacher at Science Leadership Academy. He believes that any teacher who's willing to put in the hard work and reflection can, through practice of discrete skills, lead meaningful race conversations. Driven by his conviction, he is passionate about designing professional development that teachers find valuable. So he's a founding teacher at the Science Leadership Academy, and he teaches meaningful conversations about race. And he wrote a book called Not Light, But Fire, How to Lead Meaningful Race Conversations in the Classroom. Meaningful. Let's look at that word for a bit. Meaningful, meaning one-sided race conversations. Black is good, white is bad. That's the conversation that he wants to lead. Black, let me not empower you. Let me demoralize you. Whites, same thing. When they talk about leading meaningful conversations in race, to make meaningful demoralizing and you'll have it nailed. Inquiry-driven race discussions is what he talks about. Inquiry-driven race discussions from one perspective. Now, as a person with degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, I have a difficult time understanding what the heck race has to do with teaching anything outside of maybe sociology or something like that. What does race have to do with engineering? What does race have to do with math? What does race have to do with physics or chemistry? Do chemicals react differently in the body of blacks versus whites? Is physics any different on the bodies of blacks versus whites? Is math applied any differently in the black community than it is in the white community? Explain it to me, because I'm really curious. None of this has any involved, should it be involved, be taught at our schools whatsoever. And this Science Leadership Academy, it's their focus. It isn't. Show me where he's. I didn't even hear physics, calculus, science, math. I didn't hear anything at all about curriculum. The only thing this guy's concerned about in his curriculum of teaching kids from the Science Leadership Academy is race, gender, sexuality. Those are the issues. Diversity and equity, inclusion, etc. That's it. Now, if that works for you, if you're okay with that, okay, fine. I'm not going to get upset with you. If that's all you care your kids learn, that's on you. But if I send my kid to the Science Leadership Academy, I don't want you teaching them about race, sexuality, gender issues, any of it. I want you to teach them math and science. And maybe a little bit about, you know, using the King's English. But for the most part, teach them about the things that are practical, the things that are universal. This is unbelievable. America, you better wake up. Schools no longer teach. They indoctrinate. And the people who call themselves teachers or educators are nothing more than indoctrinators. The education system needs to switch. It needs to go from this decades-old social engineering madness that started in the late 70s, and it needs to return to teaching. We have plenty of evidence that these tactics are of no use in society.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.